NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by INA, Insurance Company of North America. Now here is Dean Mell.
Martial law rules the Philippines today, invoked by President Marcos to block what he called a conspiracy to overthrow his government. Radio, television, and newspapers have been shut down, and at least a score of arrests have been made. Filipinos must obtain special authorization to leave the country. It is the first time such drastic measures have been used since the islands gained their independence from the United States 26 years ago. In a broadcast from his heavily guarded palace, President Marcos said lawlessness was rampant and the economy was in danger of collapse. He said a foreign power was in common conspiracy with the insurgents to overthrow his government. He did not name the country, but the inference was that he meant China. He said the Maoist faction had grown to 10,000 in the Philippines. Marcos invoked martial law just 6 hours after an unsuccessful attempt was made to assassinate his defense minister. There was little outward sign of trouble in Manila. Streets were reported filled with Saturday night shoppers, and theaters remained open. Three American war prisoners are no-shows on a Russian flight from Hanoi to Laos. That story after this from INA.
How do you make a businessman happy? If you're an insurance company, you give him the kind of protection and service he needs. You combine fire, theft, liability and loss in one package. For convenience. For economy. INA was the first to do so. Insurance Company of North America. The leader in commercial package insurance. And businessmen like it. INA. Find your INA agent in the yellow pages. Ask him about package insurance for your business.
Once again, Dean Mill.
A Russian airliner that was expected to carry three American pilots from Hanoi to Laos landed in Vientiane today, but the released war prisoners were not on board. Two members of a peace group designated by Hanoi to escort the men home were on board, along with two American television crewmen. They did not explain why the POW stayed behind with the rest of the peace group. It was suggested that Hanoi is awaiting assurances from the United States that the pilots will not be muzzled by the military or sent back into the fighting. American planes bombed widely scattered targets in North Vietnam, including a military barracks near Haiphong. The U.S. command also reported a Phantom jet was shot down over Laos Thursday, and the two crewmen are missing. A report on the ground fighting from William Dowell in Saigon.
Communist pressure on Highway 1 running along the coast in South Vietnam's Quang Ngai province appears to be easing. Military officers on the scene are not exactly sure why the North Vietnamese appear to have pulled back now, or even why the North Vietnamese attacked in Quang Ngai in the first place. One explanation for the attack, which started last weekend and stretched the length of the province, has been that the communists may have wanted an easy victory. Quang Ngai, which has always had an active Viet Cong underground, may have seemed like the most likely target. Another possible explanation has been that the communists may have wanted to force the South Vietnamese 2nd Division, responsible for protecting the coastal plain stretching south of Da Nang, into overextending itself. Whatever the reasons, the communists in Quang Ngai appeared at least for the moment to be pulling back, giving the battered province its first rest in a week. This is William Dowell, NBC News, Saigon.
The United Nations General Assembly is in session at this hour discussing whether to include the Korean problem during this term. The United States delegation is trying to line up enough support to give top priority to the subject of international terrorism. The vote is expected to be close, with the Arab and African states among those opposed. More news after this.
For any kind of personal or business insurance you need, just whistle. Or call your INA agent. He'll listen.
The FBI reported the arrest of four men today in connection with the $178,000 robbery of Harrah's Casino at State Line, Nevada last Tuesday. The FBI office in Reno said the money has not been recovered and the investigation is continuing. President Nixon winds up a 24-hour campaign in Texas today after attending a dinner for campaign contributors at the ranch of his former Treasury Secretary John Connally last night. In remarks for the Ohio Democratic State Convention in Cleveland today, Senator George McGovern says his campaign to unseat Mr. Nixon has passed the turning point and is closing the gap in the opinion polls. The hour's top story, Philippine President Marcos has invoked martial law to break what he called a communist plot to overthrow his government and has blacked out communication with the outside world. Dean Mell, NBC News.
You don't need rockets or planes. You don't need buses or trains to tour the world.
Speaking of means of transportation, there was a sort of David and Goliath confrontation this past week in the nation's capital. A $200 bicycle collided with a $500,000 armored limousine and won. The limousine, which is President Nixon's official car, although he wasn't in there at the time, suffered over $100 worth of damage physically and a lot more to its pride. The bicycle just had to have its handlebars straightened, and away it went after the driver received a summons. And away we go! My name? Bill Mazur. Who asked? Who asked? We're headed on a collision course, aren't we? We're kicking a gog around, so they tell it. Go, go!
Is this what they mean when they say just to keep on trucking along? Or is this what they say when they mean what they said when they meant, hey boy, move on? And then bring it all back down. Brush your feet or comb your hair, stand on your head and run it all around. There's a man you gotta see over on the south side if you wanna keep kicking that gong around.
Ponderosa Pine Woodwork, an association of the leading lumber and woodwork manufacturers, presents Ed McMahon with Celebrity Homes. A very funny young man from Canada, comedian David Steinberg is Ed's guest right after this message from the members of Ponderosa Pine Woodwork.
If this is your weekend to look for a new home, make it a point to decide just how much money you want to spend. A practical rule of thumb is to figure 2 or 2.5 times your annual take-home salary. Or here's another way to look at it. Add the monthly payments for mortgage and interest, plus your real estate tax, plus fire and mortgage insurance. If the total equals about 25% of your monthly take-home pay, you're in the right price range. No matter what price level you choose, here's an extra touch of quality that any home can have. A beautiful wood panel entrance door and wood panel doors inside the home. That's right, wood panel doors with deep molded design add a character and style you just can't get any other way. They're strong and durable, like fine furniture, and just as elegant. That's why you'll find wood panel doors made of ponderosa pine all throughout better homes these days. And remember, if you're remodeling, you'll find these quality doors at your local lumber or building materials dealer.
Now, Celebrity Homes, Ed's guest, David Steinberg.
David, what kind of hobbies do you have? What takes you away from your work?
My attitude towards the work is a little different than most people in the industry, in that I never find it too tense and nerve-wracking. I find the vacation-taking that. It's kind of a Buckminster Fuller concept of work. He always felt that work had the wrong word associated to it. It should not be called work, because what you do and what you enjoy is never work.
Interesting. I know you had a house here in California for the summer and still have it for several months. You've been living here. And with a house comes, of course, problems of maintenance and taking care of it.
Well, I'm not good at those sort of things.
Well, I would ask you if you can fix things up around the house.
I can't. I when I was in high school, I had a 32 out of a possible 100 in shop.
Didn't you ever build that little bench? You know, they used to build that little funny little bench you'd always put in shop.
I did. We called it a modernistic tabouret in Canada.
Oh, really?
They gave us to inspire those of us who really didn't have the instinct for
a tabouret.
Yeah, a tabouret. But I had great leadership qualities, so that the kids copied me, and I got the measurement wrong on it, and we built this very long table that was set on an inch and a half legs that we worked on for 6 months. And then we all presented this to our teacher, he immediately knew who to blame for it.
Right.
You know, I thought it was some prank when in fact it was me doing my
best.
Well,
it could have been a new art form of some sort, right? And you've never picked that up and improved it?
No, I know what areas I'm not good in. And mechanics are one. I'm also not, I have superstitions. If I wear a certain suit and I do badly in it, I burn the suit.
I see. Because get rid of it.
Yeah, and it's not superstitious as much as not wanting to blame myself or anything.
Right.
The house that we're in is Elkie Summers' ghost house. And people ask me if the ghosts are there, if I've seen the ghosts, or how I would respond to them. And I don't know how I would handle it if I did see the ghost, for one thing.
You have not seen one so far?
No. There are a lot of rumors as to... I mean, Elke talks with an accent. A lot of people said it could have been goats. That's a goat.
That's a goat.
Yeah, running around the house. But I haven't seen goats either, so that scares me. But what I did see were raccoons. And the raccoons come up to your window, and they, late at night, when they peer in with those beady eyes, they emit a resemblance, not unsimilar...
to a ghost.
To what a ghost, to what your concept of a ghost might be. And we have a friend, Rachel Donahue. I think you met Tom and Rachel at one point. And Rachel is a great cook, except she makes about the worst hamburgers that is imaginable for someone who cooks well. And she cooked them for us Thursday night. And I waited till everyone was asleep. I left the hamburgers out for the raccoons, and they have never been back.
They must be bad, haven't they?
I mean, I have not seen those beady eyes, and so I might have eliminated all the ghost talk of the house with them.
They're all down at McDonald's.
That's right.
David Steinberg, my guest here on Monitor. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure.
And now this final word. Ponderosa Pine Woodwork, an association whose members are the leading lumber and woodwork manufacturers, wants you to have its new booklet, How to Spot a Better Home. It's a very valuable booklet you should carry every time you look at a new home, and it's absolutely free. Just send your name and address to Ed McMahon, NBC Monitor, New York, 10020. Remember, for that free booklet, How to Spot a Better Home, send your name and address to Ed McMahon, NBC Monitor, New York, 10020.
Hey, what you got there? Tomato juice?
No. V8.
It looks good, like tomato juice.
It's my V8 cocktail vegetable juice.
But I still...
It's a great tasting blend of 8 garden vegetables.
I still say...
Well, try some and see.
Wow! That sure doesn't taste like tomato juice!
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great!
V8 cocktail vegetable juice.
And for the best taste in radio fare, stay right here on the Monitor Beacon. Bill Mazur with Monitor. And when Mama Cass Elliott sings, "Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By," I mean she means it. Have you seen the size of her lately?
Did you ever lie and listen to the rain fall? Did you ever own a homemade apple pie? Did you ever watch a child while he was praying? Just don't let the good life pass you by.
If I were to say automotive engineering, what would you think of?
All about cars and engines and...
What if I were to say extra care in engineering?
Oh, I'd think of Chrysler Corporation.
Chrysler Corporation? That's what I was going to try to prove to you. Why would you say that now?
My father always drove one.
And he was some kind of nut on engineering?
No, he was a traveling salesman, and the type of car he drove had to be dependable.
When he was putting you to bed at night, did he say things like, well, they were the first ones to offer torsion bar suspension and unibody construction on every car they built in North America?
No.
The alternator, that Chrysler was the first to offer the alternator as standard equipment? And I suppose this year you'll be telling your child all about the 72 Dodge, Plymouth, and Chrysler and Chrysler Corporation's new engineering advance, electronic ignition.
Every night along with Goldilocks.
What would you sing to her?
Extra care and engineering.
Very good.
Thank you.
Hello, Mom. I'm a grandmother. What I mean to say is, you're a grandmother. Last night? Oh, she's beautiful. About 7 pounds.
When you become a father, you've got more responsibility. State Farm Life has the life insurance policy you need to help you protect your wife and every new girl or boy. Call your State Farm agent.
Just like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, everybody, put down the pitchforks and the rakes and gather around while Maef Nutter regales you with his newest party doll.
Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I make love to you. I'll make love to you. Come along and be my party doll. Stay with me when I'm feeling wild. Be ever loving, true and fair. Run your fingers through my hair while I run my fingers through your hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you. You're the kind of girl that I want to meet. You got a lot of this and a lot of that too. You make me want to have a little party with you. Now come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you. I'll make love to you.
World of Music, brought to you by your Baldwin dealer, who now has a brand new line of Baldwin home organs. This is Gene Rayburn, and my guest will be Peter Duchin right after this.
Baldwin announces... Three brand new, easier than ever to play home organs and priced lower than ever too. The Interlude, the Bravo, and the Encore. All jam-packed with fun. All give you automatic rhythms including waltz, foxtrot, Latin, even rock. And you can get the new Encore with the fantastic Phantom Fingers. Hold a chord, and the organ plays runs up and down the keyboard automatically. And they can be equipped with cassettes. Insert a tape, get an organ lesson right there at the organ. Even if you know nothing about music, in just a matter of days, you'll be playing popular songs and having the time of your life. See them at your Baldwin dealers now, if you really want to have some fun.
Why don't you buy an organ of Baldwin? We sell fun.
Seated across from our monitor microphone now is a handsome young fella. I hesitate to ask him his age, but he's young and good-looking, and I think I'm going to hit him right in the mouth.
Sitting on Gene Rayburn's lap at this moment.
No, it's Peter Duchin. He's a kind of a Renaissance man. He does almost everything you can think of in the world of music. But he has another life, which we'd like to talk about. Some of the work you've done to help young people who have drug problems. Specifically, how do you go about it? First, how did you get into it?
Well, as a kid, I never had any brushes with drugs or anything of that nature. But I did have several friends who had taken drugs. And notably one very close friend who became an addict and then died of an overdose. And I don't know, it was something that I felt so, sadder than somebody just dying of something, you know.
It
was
such a waste, isn't it?
Wasteful, yeah. And useless.
Mm-hmm. You were deeply emotionally moved.
I mean, really emotionally moved by it, and I really wanted to see if there was something I could do about it. Then I think that Phoenix House seemed to me to be the best way of treating an addict.
Now, let's just briefly digress for a second and give us a two or three sentence description of
Phoenix
their addict. Method of treatment, yes.
They do not believe in addicting an addict onto some other substance, such as methadone or something of that nature. What they do is every house is staffed with addicts and ex-addicts, plus a couple of doctors, of course, and a psychologist, etc., work with addicts. Mm-hmm. It is a totally voluntary program, and the percentage of treatment success, obviously, is in direct proportion to the amount of time somebody stays there. Our percentage, let's say, for people who have stayed there a year or more, is way over 70%.
Mm-hmm. Right? So now you're taking the thing that you know real well, your music, and you're helping Phoenix House in some way. Specifically, how
I'm a director of Phoenix House, mm-hmm. which means that we try and help fundraise for it. We just gave a big party at Roseland last spring for Phoenix House, which raised money. And
who'd you get to play for the music?
Well, I was thinking of trying to. No, I played, and but we got. I wanted to have Count Basie play. He played at my wedding. My father-in-law made the mistake of asking me what band I wanted at my wedding, thinking it would be me and Free, you know?
Yeah.
So I said Basie, of course. Anyway, that's one way I've
helped. Right.
Another way is, I think, just by trying to get kids together to play. Let's say a piano hadn't been available to
right.
them. Or, they'd only fiddle around with a bass but never really gotten to know one. And one of the things I'm trying to do is raise some money to buy some more instruments for every Phoenix House.
Yeah,
well, and music is a groove insofar as a way of talking to people. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, a musician can get so much farther with people, if he cares, than an ambassador, let's say, or a diplomat, because I wouldn't be playing music if I didn't want to help people.
Right.
Or make people happy or something.
Well, Peter, we wish you continued good luck in this work, in addition
to
your
very much.
Work in the musical world. Our guest here at Monitor has been the total Renaissance man, Mr. Peter Duchin. Now, a final word from Baldwin.
Baldwin announces three brand new, easy-to-play home organs and at affordable prices. All just jam-packed with fun and available with Wonder Chord. Plays chords, pedal notes, and different rhythm patterns automatically with one finger. Want some fun?
Why don't you buy an organ of Baldwin? We sell fun.
See and hear the all-new, easy-to-play Baldwin organs now at your Baldwin dealer. He sells fun. Join me again later today on Monitor when my guest on Baldwin's World of Music will be Lainey Kazan.
takes us to the midpoint in this Monitor Hour. More shortly. Bill Mazur here on NBC. One after the other, you'll hear the newly virile voice of Wayne Newton in Can't You Hear That Song? And then the very popular Popcorn by Hot Butter. Let's hear that song, Wayne.
Everybody knows the many times you've been in love before me. Everybody smiles, there's gotta be another kind of story.
Everybody knows
how I feel about you. Song that I'm singing, can't you hear the words that I'm bringing home to you this time? I lay it on the line, I need you to be mine.
Can't you hear my heart when it's breaking? Can't you see the sense when I'm making? Take a look around. Tell me what you found when you hear the sound. Can't you hear the song that I'm singing? Won't you take the hand that I'm giving? I'm just talking of a simple song of love.
I'm running round in circles trying to find you. Will you ever learn? Will you ever learn? The one you really need is right behind you.
Everybody knows.
I've been getting nowhere. I'm bringing home to you this time. I lay it on the line. I need you to be mine.
This is your monitor host, Bill Mazur. Listen, this past week was marked by rising complaints from American wheat farmers who sold their crops at low prices just before the news of the Russian deal broke, with a resultant big rise in price. I can't blame them for beefing. But, you know, I think I'm entitled to register a complaint, too, because if I had known in advance, I could have bought an extra loaf of bread to tuck away in my freezer. Maybe a nice rye bread or a rich-flavored pumpernickel or a... well, it's too late now, so... Let's have some music, Black and White, by Three Dog Night.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write. A child is black, a child is white. The whole world looks upon the sight, a beautiful sight.
Next, travel and vacation expert Francis Colton, brought to you by Hertz, the vacation rent-a-car company. Francis will be along right after this message.
Don Adams here for Hertz. I'm in an airplane somewhere in the world. I don't know where. But I'm going to parachute out to prove that no matter where you land, there's a Hertz office nearby.
Approaching target area, Don.
Yesterday, the pilot randomly selected our location by spinning a globe of the world blindfolded.
Bombay doors open.
Let me tell you, I'm not worried. No matter where in the world I'm going, I know there's a Hertz office there.
Ground zero. Adams away.
This is it. The final moments of the test. I don't know where I'll land, but I know this. There are Hertz offices all over. In South Africa, Turkey, Israel, Indianapolis, Switzerland, Brooklyn, Lebanon, Morocco, Mexico, Zambia, Guam. Why, even if it's my rotten luck to land in the Sahara Desert, there's a Hertz office nearby.
Now here's Francis Colton.
Bruges in Belgium is the Middle Ages frozen in time. It's considered the most medieval town in all of Europe, and it is so totally of a piece, so authentic with its gabled houses, cobblestone streets, and stiff-necked swans and willow-shaded canals, that you are bound to be enchanted by it. There is not a vista that doesn't delight the eye, not a corner to be turned that doesn't burst upon you as a scene from an ancient painting or book. It is real, very, very real, and yet it is intensely medieval. Once upon a time, for 200 years or so, Bruges was the most important commercial center in Western Europe. Ships laden with silks and precious things from all around the world sailed into its large harbor. Then its glories and its riches faded, and what was left is what you see today, its buildings, its art, and above all, its autumnal mood. Bruges is a city also built on canals. They are currently a bit of a problem, quite honestly, and need refurbishing and clearing up, but the swans still glide, long-necked and white, among them. At the end of the 15th century, the citizens of Bruges beheaded a despotic man whose name meant long neck in Flemish, and the town was sentenced to keep the long necks or swans at local expense forever. So today, you'll see municipal employees going around on bicycles feeding the birds. Bruges is also known for its belfry, which has the most famous carillon in the world. It is in the very marketplace which forms the vital center of the city. In fact, it's a very good idea to have lunch in an open-air restaurant facing the marketplace, and then between mouthfuls of delicious Belgian sole and good wine, you can absorb the panorama of the square and the harmony of the buildings. After lunch, wander down to the town hall, which is very close by. It's the oldest Gothic town hall in all of Belgium. And then to the large, handsome museum in the Hospital of St. John, which houses some of the best paintings in Belgium. Look especially at those by Hans Memling, one of the geniuses of the Belgian art scene, whose canvases and faces still quiver with life today. Bruges is only an hour's drive by the easiest, straightest, clearest autostrada from Brussels, and it's at least 5 centuries away in time from where we are now. It's misty, moody, medieval, a marvelous place to see. This is Frances Colton, and I'll have a bonus travel tip for you right after this from Hertz. You can see a lot of Belgium on a guided tour, but you don't always see what you want to see. Well, by renting a Ford or other good car from Hertz on one of their special unlimited mileage vacation plans, you can explore what you want to explore, like Ghent or Liège and other parts of Belgium. Call Hertz or your travel agent for details. It really makes more sense to rent a Hertz car and be led around by your curiosity than to take a guided tour and be led around by your nose. And now for that bonus travel tip. After your sightseeing in Bruges, plan to do a little antiquing or shopping. Like so many places in Europe, the antique shops carry stocks of Chinese porcelains that are well-priced, and Bruges is known, of course, for its famous and very pretty handmade lace. Till tomorrow.
Travel and vacation expert Frances Colton has been brought to you by Hertz, the vacation rent-a-car company.
Hi, Marty. What are you doing there?
Hi, Sonny. Well, I'm just painting my old iron fence with Rust-Oleum. It was getting kind of rusty-like, and I didn't want it to fall apart. Girl's got to keep her defenses up, you know. Darn peeping toms.
Well, why Rust-Oleum?
Fights rust better than plain paints. That's because it's got a special oil base that soaks right through the rust, down to bare metal. Just spray it on with this handy spray can. Rust-Oleum gets right down there where rust starts and puts the kibosh on it.
Do you use it on anything else?
Of course, sonny, like my mailbox and my Model T Ford and my fireplace irons. I use these irons to clang any of them muggers over the noggin that makes it through the fence. And then there's my chains.
Chains?
Sure. Sprayed them passionate pink. If any of them weirdos is a keeper, I'll wrap him in the chains. I kind of miss old Dad, you know.
How old are you?
Just stay where you are, and we'll bring you more.
And the more means music by Cher, Neil Sedaka, Ray Conniff, and the latest in sports from sporty Guy LeBeau. So by all means, stay here on the Monitor Beacon. Mazur on monitor. I'd like to share Cher with you now. Cher, Cher. She sings Don't Hide Your Love.
You never give yourself completely. It's just that you've been hurt before. You're so afraid to let me love you. You never leave an open door. Don't judge me by some other lover who broke your heart and walked away. Come, let's be fair with one another. My world is yours, I swear it. I say the world and we can share it. Don't hide your love.
Don't hide your love.
Not if you care for me.
Not if you care for me.
It isn't fair for me to worry and wonder and wait. Don't hide your love.
Don't hide your love.
Just love me here and now.
Love me here and now.
Work it out somehow. Don't you keep us apart. Your love. Well, I know the past has brought you sorrow. The clouds still hang around today. But don't let the rain fall on tomorrow. Baby, we can make it together. 'Cause I'm gonna love you forever. Don't hide your love.
Don't hide your love.
STP is the racer's edge.
Anybody who's been to a championship auto race has seen STP oil treatment in action. But where does all that action lead? It leads to the engines of over-the-road trucks to fight friction and wear over the long haul. It leads to the engines of limousines, cabs, tractors, machines. Anywhere men need more protection than ordinary motor oil alone can provide. But most of all, STP leads to the engines of millions of cars just like the one you're driving right now. Have your service station add the extra protection of STP to your oil and help keep your car running smoother, cooler, quieter, longer. The Racer's Edge isn't just for racers.
STP is the Racer's Edge.
And now let's race over to the Monitor Sports Desk where we find Guy LeBeau.
Thank you, Bill Mazur. Hello, everybody. Early this morning, this commentator received word from a source in Europe that all is anything but serene between Team Canada, the hockey team representing Canada's best on ice and the club that fronts for the Soviet Union. As you know, the Russian team yesterday trailed Team Canada 3-0 after two periods, but yet came on and back to win, and the eight-game series now stands 3 wins for Russia, 1 for Canada, and a tie. Now, what I have heard is this, that a fierce fight broke out between players of both teams. Three players in particular on the Canadian side were singled out as having provoked that fight. But I am checking with Robert Hager, our NBC correspondent in Moscow, and I should have something firm about that later on. And boy, I'd hate to see this world blow up because of a hockey puck. Anyway, all is serene with general manager, or rather genial manager, Sparky Anderson of the Cincinnati Reds, because with a 4-3 win last night over Houston, the Reds clinched the division title in the west of the National League, and they really dug it to the Astros. Cincinnati clinched the title against Houston in the Astrodome. Houston trailed them all year, and they did it while playing Joe Morgan and Dennis Mankey, whom they got from Houston. Now on Monitor's open line, still groggy from staying up late, or is it the champagne, I've got the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, Sparky Anderson. Sparky, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Guy, and it's just a tremendous team victory for the whole ball club.
Sparky, you met Pittsburgh for the National League pennant 3 years ago, and your pitching, I thought, let you down. Do you think pitching is better for the Reds this year?
No question about it, Guy. In fact, I feel we have one of the three or four best staffs in baseball, even though we don't have any starters that's won over 14 ball games, but still, this is a solid pitching staff.
And, of course, you're quicker, too, they say.
Well, I don't know about that. I got a quick hook guy.
Is that so? Well, yesterday you used Clay Carroll very well to stop the Astros from rallying, and you clinched the pennant. Now, Sparky, is Pittsburgh better this time than last year, than the last time you met for the pennant?
No question about it. They're deeper. They have much better pitching now than they have then. Nobody's injured over there. They're completely sound with the great Clemente, you know, 100%, and Stargell. This is just a great baseball team. I feel that it'll be the best two teams in baseball meeting in the Western, the playoffs.
I agree with you. And Sparky, again, congratulations. Have a well-deserved rest for about a week or so. You've earned it.
Thank you so much, Guy.
Thank you, Sparky. And in the American League, Boston jumped out in front of the Eastern Division, beating second-place Detroit 3-2. They play again today in Boston. Third-place Baltimore at Milwaukee. They're 2.5 games out. In the West, the White Sox won. Oakland lost. The Athletics now have a 4-game lead. And I might add, Oakland lost yesterday with Vita Blue, his 9th loss of the year. College football today. The biggest game goes on tonight, really, in Los Angeles. Unbeaten UCLA against Michigan. The Bruins favored by about 3 points. The Wolverines have to win by defense. It's really the only way they can do it, and it's hard for me to see how they're going to contain that explosive club which returns victoriously and Cinderella-like to its own backyard, so I'm picking UCLA. Texas debuts against Miami, no problem here for the Longhorns. And Notre Dame will open the season against Northwestern this evening. The Irish have not lost an opening game in 8 years. And finally, item one. In their most crucial series of the campaign, the Boston Red Sox opened a 4-game series with Detroit, believe it or not, using a rank rookie pitcher, Bob Garman. He lasted one inning. Item two. In game two of that series, Detroit started veteran Chris Zachary, who hadn't started a ball game all year. Item three. Things are so bad with personnel on both clubs, Detroit and Boston, I'm wondering if either should win the pennant. Should they forfeit the World Series so we can all concentrate on football? This is Guy Lebeau at the Monitor Sports Desk, and back to Bill Mazur.
Thank you very much, Guy. I understand we have a sports exclusive here on Monitor tonight. If San Francisco is wondering where big, beautiful Rick Barry is, I understand he's going to be monitoring Monitor tonight as its host.
Well, that's what we've been told, but you know Rick Barry.
He shoots well.
You know sometimes what happens when you've been running around all day and you eat too fast? Well, you can get what's called acid indigestion. Now, acid indigestion is a sour or burning sensation, and undoubtedly you've felt this feeling sometimes after a hectic day. Well, here's a suggestion. Alka-Seltzer neutralizes all the acid your stomach has churned out, so it helps relieve that acid indigestion and headache. So next time, you try Alka-Seltzer. Beautiful Alka-Seltzer.
Now try Beautiful You by Sedaka.
Beautiful you. I'm a grandmother. You're a grandmother. Last night. 7 pounds. Brown hair, blue eyes.
We all hope the good times never leave us behind.
Oh, yeah. It's a girl.
We face our tomorrows with some peace of mind.
When you become a father, you've got a lot more responsibility. So after you call the family, take time to call your State Farm agent. He has the kind of life insurance policy you need to make sure your wife and all your children will always be protected. Insurance from State Farm Life comes with a price even a young father can afford. Your State Farm agent is always nearby.
Just like a good neighbor.
Participating retailers are having a Lucite Penny Saver Sale. You can save a pile of pennies on Lucite. A good deal on a great paint.
Lucite Penny Saver Sale.
As far as we go on this monitor hour. But after we tidy up a few loose odds and ends, there will be more. Beginning with the news, of course. Bill Mazur here.
World news and late information, next on this monitor station. World news and late information.